Thank you, Pastor. I'd like to invite you to open your Bibles to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. And we're going to look at verses 1 through 6. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ talking. And he's been talking to Peter before this. And he says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, that you may be also." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for this time together at Bible Baptist Church. Lord, we just pray that our hearts and minds will be open to the Word of God, and that we can take this message from the Holy Spirit and apply it to our lives, make it practical in our lives, and go forth for you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. So Jesus said this verse, and he said it during his last hour. So what it was is that we're going to take a step back. We're going to go to chapter 13. So go back to John chapter 13. And there's some things that happened before this, before Jesus made this statement, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Something happened before that, so there were some things. So now we look at John 13:1, and we read, "Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew," remember that, "Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own, which were in the world, he loved them until the end. So Jesus lived 33 years, and we go back to the beginning. John the Baptist came and made the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. He was the Messiah. He was Jesus, the Jews called Messiah. But John the Baptist came first, and he paved the way. He made the way for Jesus Christ. And he was sent to be the Messiah and the King of the Jews. The Jews got the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. He was the Messiah. He was called to be the Messiah. And John the Baptist paved the way for him. And he performed the miracles. Prophecy was fulfilled. All the things that God the Father had called him to do, he fulfilled, and he finished his course. He finished what the Lord Jesus, God the Father had called him to do until the end. So Jesus knew. If you look at verse 2, the supper being ended. So this is the end of the Last Supper. The Last Supper had already ended, but look what happened. The devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. So now he was going to be betrayed. He was going to be betrayed by Judas Iscariot. So he knew that. In verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God. So he knew that his hour was here, and now he's going to be going to be with the Father who sent him. So this is coming to the end of Jesus' life. So he was called to be the Messiah, but he fulfilled what he was called to do. But now he's going to go forward knowing that this is the end. He's going back to the Father that sent him here, and he's fulfilled all things, and now the end has come. His hour has come. He's fulfilled all these things for the Father. And so now Jesus knows he's going to be betrayed, but he's coming now. What he's going to do now, he's going to prepare. He's going to wash the feet of the disciples. So he girds himself up. If we look at verse 6, then cometh he to Simon Peter. He's washing the disciples' feet. And Peter saith unto him, "Lord, dost thou wash my feet?" Jesus answered and said unto him, What thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, "Thou shalt never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I wash there not, thou hast no part with me." Simon Peter saith unto him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus saith unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all." There was somebody there who was not clean. For here we go again. "For he knew," Jesus knew, "who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean." So we're going to go back, forward to chapter 13, and we're going to look at Peter. Verse 36, 37, and 38. So John 13, verses 36. Simon Peter said unto him, "Lord, whither goest thou?" Jesus answered him, "Whither I go, thou canst not follow me now, but there shall but thou shalt follow me afterwards." Peter said unto him, "Lord, why cannot I follow thee now? I will lay down my life for thy sake." Jesus answered him, "Wilt thou lay down thy life for my sake? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, the cock shall not crow till thou hast denied me thrice." So Peter wants to go the way. He's saying, "Lord, I'll die for you. I'm going to lay my life down for you. I'm going to follow you." And the Christ is saying, "No, no, no, Peter. No, not yet. That's not the way yet. You're not going to put your life down for me right now," because God wasn't done with Peter yet. There were still some things in Peter's life that had to be corrected. And one of the things was pride. Christ told Peter that Satan wants to sift you like wheat. I'm going to let him. He wants to sift you like wheat. And Peter had to deal with some things in his life. His life wasn't over yet. He couldn't follow the way yet. So what Peter had to do is get one thing that God had to do with Peter is with his pride. His pride. And another thing was, we have to call it what it is, his racism. Peter says, "What, you mean I've got to sit down with these Gentile dogs? You mean I have to worship with these people who are not Jews?" There are still some things in Peter's life that needed to be taken care of. And so he wasn't ready to go the way yet. Not yet. Not yet. And we could look at our lives here today, but maybe there's something in our lives also that, even though we're Christians, Peter saw the miracles that Jesus performed. He saw his mother-in-law healed. He walked on water with the Lord. So he was there. Peter saw all these things, but yet there's still something that he needed to deal with personally between him and the Lord, even though he saw all these things with the Lord. But we can examine our own lives today and say, is there something still, even though we are Christians, is there something we still need to deal with? Is there something? If it's anything that's taking you away from the service, doing your service in at Bible Baptist Church or any church, but if you have something, an association or a habit or something that needs to be corrected, well, just like Peter, then you need to cut that out of your life. You need to cut that out of your life. If there's someone in your life that maybe something you were told, like Peter when he was younger, that you're entitled, or you're some kind of narcissism that makes you think that you're better, something like that. Whatever God is dealing with in your life, our lives, maybe there's something we need to correct right now, like Peter had to get right. And then at the end of Peter's life, he did get it right, but there was something that Christ had to do. But no, Peter wasn't yet to go to, he wasn't ready to go to way yet with Christ. So there was still something he had to do, Peter had to do. And he was following something else that he was taught when he was younger, being Jewish, that still had to be dealt with. And maybe that's true with some of our lives too, but anything that needs to be taken out of our lives right now for us to go forward for Christ, because he is the way. And if we look at verse 6, Jesus said unto him, well, let's look at verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, "Lord, we know not whither thou goest. And how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, "I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So what is the way? The way is we pick up our cross daily and we follow him. Isn't that the way? We die to ourselves daily. Amen. That's the way, and we follow him. Yeah. He is the truth. The truth is this book right here. This is the written word. This is the truth. Yeah. This is the truth. And this book in America right now has become unpopular. At one time, this truth was the textbook of the classroom in this country. Yeah. But try walking in now to Starbucks or into an American classroom now with this, people look at you like you have five heads, or you're some kind of a freak or something like that, right? But no, but yet we live in a global world now where we're supposed to be tolerant to other religions. Right. You know, if this was the Quran or something like that, it would be a different story, wouldn't it? But when it comes to the Bible, for some reason, this is something that people, they don't know how to react to it anymore. So we live in a global world right now, and we're supposed to be tolerant of other religions. Confucianism, Hinduism, Buddhism, but all those religions, as far as I know right now, all their leaders, their tombs are occupied. There's DNA, there's things that we find, right? There's things that we find that, you know, Buddhism, Siddhartha Gautama, well, he was just a man, but my Savior's, if you go to his tomb, he's not there. He's not there. He's risen. So all these other religions, you can find remnants of these men who are just men. But the Lord Jesus Christ is not there. He's not there. And so we have to remember that. In the truth, every day in America, they go and they still put their hands on this. And do you promise to tell the truth, the whole truth? So help you what? God. Right, brother? God. So help you God. Even unsaved people go into the American courtrooms every day and they put their hand on this Bible. And I remember being called for jury duty, and it was a case with a drugs and a murder case in Hartford. And this guy went up there and he put his hand on the Bible. Do you promise to tell the truth? The whole, and he did. But it was proven at the end that he was not, it was all a lie. It wasn't true. But he still swore on this Bible the truth of God. And that always fascinated me, how he went up there and was so convincing. But the father of all lies was what was really in him. But he put it, but I swear to God, you know, I did not do it. But in the end, it was proven that he did. So, but this is the only truth that we have right here, the truth of way of life, the truth of way of life. And so, but what we're supposed to do, we die to ourselves daily. We submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit because it pleases God the Father and God the Son. So we submit ourselves to God. We pick up our cross and die daily. If we turn to Psalm 37, Psalm 37, and we'll look at verse 5, the way. David writes, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. So what we do is we put our trust and our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. I submit myself to Jesus Christ because he's without him I can do nothing. I can't do anything without him, so I've got to follow the way. Every day I got to pick up my cross when I wake up, and I got to follow him. I've got to submit to the Holy Spirit, and because it pleases God the Father and God the Son. So I have to submit my life, and I have to follow Christ every day is what I have to do. That's my responsibility as a Christian, and that's what we're supposed to do when we follow him. There was a song called My Way in a Secular World. I'm sure many of you probably heard it, but there's a song that was My Way. It's My Way, and I remember a long time ago having that. But playing that was written by an American writer, Paul Anka, his name was. And he wrote this song, and many men and women recorded this song, My Way. But I'm thinking about all the records I had, and I remember a long, long time ago, the people who sang that song, but many of them have deceased now. They're passed on. And looking back on the way they lived their lives, they did it their way. But I wonder what they're saying right now. Where they are right now. I mean, it goes to my mind. I wonder what they're saying now. You did it your way, but where did that lead you? Where did that lead you? You did it your way. I mean, right. I mean, so I'm just saying that sometimes we want to do it our way. We don't want to follow the way that we know is the way to go, right? But we have to follow the Lord Jesus Christ because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by him. No Buddha, no Hindu, no Mohammed, no Quran, nothing. No, there's only one way to God, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3, we're going to look at verses 13 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 through 14. And the Apostle Paul writes, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press forward to the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So the mark is the Lord Jesus Christ, the way. That's the mark. And the joy we have here, the way is while we're living here today. While we're here today, we follow the way. And that's the enjoyment we get by following the way while we're here today. While we're here on this earth, while we're alive here now, the joy in our lives is following the way, who is a person. And following the truth, who's a person, Jesus Christ, and living that way. Following in that direction every day, that's the way, that's the mark. We are our heavenly calling, our prize is in heaven. Amen. Our prize is in heaven. But while we're here, we follow the way, who is Jesus Christ. And that's the way we go every day. We have resolved in the morning when we get up that God's given us another day that he has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it, but we're going to follow the way. We're going to follow. We're not going to get off the course. We're going to stay on the course and follow the way. And we know that that's the way to go. And Jesus has promised us eternal life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. we have eternal life. So if we receive Christ as our Savior, we know where we're going. We know the life. We know how this is all going to end. We know that. But we have this promise that if we follow the way and we follow the truth through Jesus Christ and we live it and we get rid of the things that maybe our parents put into us or maybe some kind of whatever it was, narcissism, entitlement, we're better than them, we're better than that, and all these kinds of things. We get it. And sometimes as Christians, we still have that. I'm repeating that for a reason because sometimes I'm talking to myself. It's not just everybody here pointing the fingers. There's certain things with Christians that even cultural things we have to get rid of sometimes. And sometimes people have been saved for a long time and they haven't. But we're supposed to make this practical to apply this to our lives. So we love our parents and things like that, but sometimes we might not have been taught the right thing. And just like Peter, he had to shake this thing. He got older, but there was something he had to realize that now we're all saved. And the Apostle John in Revelation saw all nations of people in heaven. Correct?
Amen.
All right, then. So we just know that together here, we all get along here, and we know that we're going to spend eternity together. And that's the way. That's God's way. So anything in our lives that we have to put away from right now while we're here on the way, we cut it off. We take it out of our lives now today. And we go forward joyfully for the Lord in his way. Because his way is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
And that's the way we're going to be happy. And we pass it on to those who have children, and we go forward for the Lord today, the way. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, dear Lord, for this message. And I thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity to preach the Word of God at Bible Baptist Church. And I pray, dear Lord, that we can take this message and apply it to our lives and live it. Live the way, to follow you, dear Lord, to submit to the Holy Spirit and to live his way and please God the Father and God the Son. And we just pray, dear Lord, that we can go tell others, dear Lord, and that we can make the corrections in our life today to live joyfully for the rest of the time you've given us here today, dear Lord, with joy. And we rejoice in your name, and we pray all things in Christ's name.